Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. We use this platform to bring you the daily devotional Rhapsody of Realities by Reverend Dr. Chris Ayakilome. We hope you're having a fantastic day. Glory to God. The title for today's article is Your Mind, the Instrument for Your Transformation. Glory to God. The opening scripture for today's article has been taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And that scripture says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Praise the Lord. From that scripture, you can see that there is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris Ayakilome begins by saying, "The Word of God is clear on how to have a fruitful, productive, and efficient life of success. It's by the renewing of your mind with the Word." Did you hear that? If you want to have a fruitful, productive, and efficient life of success, it is by the renewing of your mind with the Word of God. "Why is your mind so important?" asks Pastor Chris. It's because God has fashioned the mind as the instrument for your transformation. Glory to God. He goes on to say that your mind is unlimited in its potential to create whatever you desire. When you put your mind power to work, the possibilities, Pastor Chris says, are endless. Hallelujah. There are no limits to what you can achieve, and absolutely no restrictions to how high you can propel yourself in life. This is amazing. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, that God has made everything beautiful in His time and has put eternity into man's heart. So that means there's no limit to how far you can envisage, you can see with your mind. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris Ayakilome goes on to say that your prosperity is essentially determined by the content and quality of your mind. Because with your mind, you can change anything about yourself. Wow. Did you hear that? With your mind, you can change anything about yourself. You can establish a perfect structure and administration for your life and enjoy to the uttermost the special life and blessings God has given you. You have a part to play. And the quality of life, from what Pastor Chris Ayakilome is saying to us, is dependent on the quality of your mind. He says that with your mind, you can change anything about yourself. You can move states. You can change location. You can improve your life. That is so profound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris Ayakilome then says, "Open your mind to God's word through study and meditation." Glory to God. So when he's talking about the quality of your mind, he's talking about the information in your mind. How much of God's word have you imbibed into your spirit? How much of God's word is in you? Hallelujah. And he says, open your mind to God's word through study and meditation. And also 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You study to show yourself approved unto God. Proving God's word in your life. Hallelujah. Through conscious meditation on the word, your mind is organized and programmed for excellence, greatness, and success. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. Out of the treasures of your heart, you bring forth good things. Hallelujah. So the quality of your mind, as you meditate on your word, on the word of God, your mind, Pastor says, is organized and programmed for excellence. That means you can only produce excellence, greatness, and success. Because the word of God is filled with God's blessings, promises, you know, his words concerning your life, your inheritance in him. So the more of that knowledge you have, the better you're able to organize and program your life based on the word of God. And Pastor Chris says, this is what brings about the transformation, hallelujah, because its content and processes are synchronized with God's thoughts and perfect will for your life. The word of God contains processes that are synchronized with God's thoughts, and they are perfect. They produce the perfect will for your life. And he says this is what brings about the transformation. Glory to God. And in the last paragraph, Pastor Chris says, who you are today is a function or expression of your mind work. I love how Pastor Chris puts it, mind work. That means how much you're working the word through your mind, how much of the word you're implementing in your life, how much you're able to see in the spirit with your spirit eye, how much you're able to picture, how much you're able to walk through using the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what he means by your mind work. Through God's word, you can work on your mind and change its contents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can change those mindsets that are not of God, those mindsets that limit you, that sees you as small, that sees you as inadequate. Those are not in line with God's word concerning you. So through your mind, you can change states. You can change your position in life. You can change your mindset. You can begin to see yourself as God sees you through the word of God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, and that change will show up in your life. Glory to God. As you meditate on the word of God, he says, through God's word, you can work on your mind and change its contents. And that change will show up in your life as an upgrade, reflecting in your character and the results you produce. You become a testimony walking, hallelujah, from one level of glory to another, because it shows up in no time. As you continue to improve, to change your mindset through the word of God, it begins to, you know, influence how you approach things. It begins to influence how you see things. It begins to influence how you deal with situations. You know, wisdom comes to you, even strategies of the Spirit comes to you on how to manage your life. And in no time, even those around you will begin to see the transformation in your life. Pastor Chris says, there's an upgrade, hallelujah, reflecting in your character and the results you produce. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is so practical. That's what I love about the word of God. It's so practical. Glory to God. So if you want to change position in life, if you want to improve your life, work on your mind by studying and meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. Let us take the prayer together. Blessed Lord, as I consciously meditate on the scriptures, my mind is renewed, organized, and programmed to produce excellence. My mind is guarded by your word and completely yielded to the right ideas, thoughts, and messages. I walk in higher levels of glory, victory, and prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For further study, which I encourage you to do, especially with articles like this, you should read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Hallelujah. What an article. Glory to God. We thank God for the ministry of Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Hallelujah. And if you're listening, but you have not given your life to Christ, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Every second is important to change your life forever, because receiving Christ is to receive His very life in you, eternal life, is to be aligned or realigned to His predestined path for your life. Hallelujah. So take up this opportunity, and I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this article. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening. I trust you've been inspired today. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.